Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
Three games does not a season make. But in three games, one does get a feel for what their team has and what it has to get to make a Super Bowl run. The Packers are a team built to win on offense, and they finally got that unit on track week three against Detroit, scoring 31 first-half points. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers and wide receiver Jordy Nelson put the big play back into this offense. The offensive line proved there's life after Josh Sitton. Did you see that pass-blocking domination of the Detroit front on 3rd and 8 in the fourth quarter, week three? Rodgers extended, then scrambled for a clutch first down. Defensively, the Packers hit the bye week with the best run defense of the NFL, giving up just 42.6 rushing yards per game, a paltry 1.8 per play. Outside linebacker Nick Perry was the team's best defensive player. In addition to setting the edge against the run, Perry totaled 2 sacks against the Lions and leads the club with 3.5 sacks this season. Preseason questions at inside linebacker have been answered by the youthful duo of Blake and Jake, Blake Martinez, number 50, and Jake Ryan, number 47. These two lead the team in tackles and have been outstanding filling the gaps. But ready or not, the concussion suffered by Sam Shields has left a young secondary even younger. Cornerback Demarius Randall is now the lead cover corner, and that's a lot to ask of a second-year player. In fact, the secondary has given up 14 pass plays of 20-plus yards. 8 of those pass plays have gone for 30-plus yards, and Detroit's Marvin Jones went 73 yards for a touchdown. An early bye is a mixed blessing, but it does give this Packers team time to heal some wounds and rev up for the midseason push. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.